Sexual assault of young women continues to be a national problem, whether on college campuses, high schools, or local communities. A smartphone app called Circle of Six was developed to enable young women to get help if they feel they are in an unsafe situation. But is it effective in reducing sexual assaults among young women? In fact, will women even use it? Well, here to talk to us about a study on Circle of Six is Teresa Yang, a registered nurse who works in the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, otherwise known as CHOP. Thanks so much for joining us, Teresa.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Teresa, I understand that you did this study as part of your baccalaureate degree in nursing at Villanova University. What got you interested in this topic?
Well, being a woman on a college campus at the time, I felt that this was an issue that was very relatable to me. It was a topic that came up in our curriculum, and we had multiple speakers that came and talked to us about violence against women. So I was able to do some research on my own, and then I wrote a research proposal, and I was lucky enough to get funded by the Davis Family Undergraduate Summer Research Fund at the College of Nursing, where I chose the Circle of Six app for easy access and for the fact that it was created to prevent violence on college campuses.
So how did you even know about Circle of Six, the Circle of Six app?
I was doing research on technology and how it could prevent violence. And so I was just looking at a large number of apps. Mm-hmm. And this one came up in my research because it was created in response to a challenge held by the White House to create apps to reduce violence on college campuses.
So tell us about the problem of violence, sexual assaults and violence against women on college campuses.
Well, it feels like, you know, every other week we hear something about issues with violence against women on college campuses, but we don't really hear of solutions to the problem. It's very common to hear about these issues, but I was thinking more that what do people have with them all the time? Their phones. Mm-hmm. And so if the phone could be a way to help this issue, that would be a great thing.
So tell us about the Circle of Six app.
So the Circle of Six app is free to download, and it allows an individual to quickly and discreetly send one of three pre-programmed text messages to six people, hence the name the Circle of Six. The thought is that by reaching out to more than one person, the level of individual safety is increased. The three messages that it allows you to send are, call me, I need an interruption. The second one is, I need help getting home, and sends your GPS location actually out to those six people. Mm. And the last text that it sends out is, I need to talk.
So if I'm really in an unsafe situation, am I sending my location or am I sending, I really need to talk?
Well, the thought is that if you are in an unsafe situation, the fact that you can so quickly send these texts without having to type them out, you're sending them to more than one person, they're going to know that you're not in a good situation. Whether you need a call because you're walking home alone and you just want to, you know, kind of show that you are connected to someone, or you need to send out your GPS location, at least someone knows that you need help.
I see. And you've used this yourself in terms of you tried it out first.
Yes.
And how did it work for you?
It works out really well. It's super easy to use. The icons are bright and easy to see, and it's a very easy interface to learn.
So you're first identifying who's going to be in your circle of six. Is that correct?
Correct.
And how do you make that decision?
I think you want people in your circle who are close to you, who you can have that conversation about personal safety, and people that would be able to respond if you were in an unsafe situation. So if you're at college, maybe it's your college friends. If you're at home, friends from home and family members. So it's really who you feel is most able to help you.
So, Teresa, does it give you the option of, I have a circle of six when I'm here and a circle of six when I'm there? So a circle of six when I'm home, a circle of six when I'm on college campus.
So you don't have two separate ones, but you have the ability to interchange your circle. It's not like the people that you add the first time are the ones that stay there, can have to stay there for the entire time.
So you decided to do this study of college women and whether they would use this app. So tell us a little bit about what you did in this study.
So I looked at if college students would even use the app, because what good is the app if no one's using
right.
it? And so I had a total of 28 women who downloaded and watched a video on how to use the app, and then they participated in an online survey for 4 weeks. And throughout that survey, I asked questions about risk behaviors, how safe they felt, and the use of the application. So what I found is that over half of them reported that the app made them feel safer, and college women were willing to use the application in their desire to stay safe.
Now, had any of them had to use it?
Yes, they. I did report. They did report using the app.
Wow, and they felt that it was. Did they describe to you how they used it and what the situation was?
Yeah. So interestingly, they used everybody who used the application used it for the call me feature. The call me, I need an interruption. Which kind of shows that the phone is a avenue for increasing safety for this population. Mm. And so it was mostly walking home at night.
And did they say whether when they were walking home at night they somebody was following them, or they felt threatened, or they just, it was night and they were walking alone?
Yeah, I didn't ask that question, but I just know that it was at nighttime.
So your conclusion from this study was that, so what percent of those women did use it, downloaded it, and used it?
So I had a total of, everybody downloaded the app.
Okay.
The 28 women who participated in the survey downloaded the app. A total of four used the app.
Uh-huh. So what do you think? Are women going to use it?
I think that it's a great option for women to use the app and college students in general. But what I really think is that it shows that this population is very connected on their phones, and that if, you know, the profession of nursing is looking for a way to help college students increase personal safety, the phone might be a great avenue to go down in terms of education.
And actually, for anybody, so I know when Circle of Six came out, I forwarded it to the information to a niece of mine and said, take a look at this. She was in college, and I thought this would be a great, and she'd already had an experience that had led to her feeling unsafe once, and I thought this might be very helpful. And actually, I don't know whether she has used it since or not, but it does seem like it needs to be brought to the attention of young women, and probably not just college women, right? High school women,
right,
too, I would suspect.
Exactly.
Yes, women in the military might be a great tool for women in the military, since sexual assault is a major problem there. As
right.
well as women in general, right?
Right, and I just want to point out that this is one of the many safety apps that are available.
Mm.
So it's a huge area for advancement in terms of new technology.
So what else did you see out there that was available to help women in terms of technology and helping women to prevent violence against women?
Well, I mostly looked at these safety apps that you can download on your phone. They all offer a little bit of different options. Some are like the Circle of Six, where it sends out text messages. Others more like a watch over me, and people can watch you walk home through a GPS location.
Oh.
So I'm – go ahead.
No, that's interesting. Keep going.
Yeah. So I mainly looked at these smartphone mm-hmm. applications, but I'm interested to see with now we have smart watches what – other technology might be available next in that area.
So given this experience that you've had with working with young women on using Circle of Six to try to prevent violence against women, what's your sense of the use of mobile technology to promote health in general?
I think that not a lot of research has been done on how we can use mobile technology to promote health. When I was looking at previous research for a literature review, I found that there was almost nothing on that. But I think it's a huge avenue that should be utilized by the healthcare profession and nurses to reach out to this population, because clearly that's how to relate to them.
So I've actually had a discussion about this issue, about there's really not much research on the use of mobile apps for promoting health, with a colleague who said to me, you know, it's because we're looking for the randomized clinical trial that will take a while to do and then take a while to get published, and the technology moves too fast for that. Have you searched outside of the research literature when you did, because you found all these other apps, but are there other kinds of data that we might use to determine whether something might be effective other than waiting for the randomized clinical trial to come out?
I haven't really found any other data. I've been searching high and low for it, if it's out there, but mostly what I've found is that it's just information sharing through websites and news articles. There's no real data backing it saying this works because this many people have used it and had this response
mm-hmm.
to it.
Mm-hmm. I know that there is this sense that there's this whole area, field of mobile health, mHealth, and particularly in other countries where people get cell phones fairly cheaply, and it's a major source of communication for people who don't necessarily have access to the internet, that it's being used to help to get health messages out to at-risk populations, and that there are a variety of other tools out there. I think one of the questions that has arisen in this country is, with all the apps that are being developed around health, will people use them, which is what your study tried to look at, is would the women use it, a Circle of Six? In a broader sense, it's will they use these health apps? And in some cases, I think they're finding that people might start out with them, but then it goes by the wayside. It becomes maybe requires too much attention, although Circle of Six doesn't really.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think that will continue to be a challenge because the technology changes so rapidly. So you really have to work to keep up with it, keep it fresh, keep it new. And another difficulty is that there are so many options out there that filtering what apps work for you can be another challenge.
Yes. It's overwhelming sometimes. Yes. So let me just remind listeners that I'm Diana Mason, and you're listening to HealthCetera. I'm talking with Teresa Yang, a registered nurse in the Pediatric Intensive Care Unit at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who looked at college women's use of the Circle of Six app to prevent violence against women. It alerts you, or it gives you an option of sending messages quickly out to six friends about if you need help, if you need somebody to see where you're at, or if you just need to talk to someone. And so, Teresa, you found that 4 of the 28 college women said that they used it. So that's not real promising in terms of an app that seemed to have a lot of hope for reducing violence against women.
Right. I will say to that effect mm-hmm. that the study was done over 4 weeks, so it would be great to look at a longer period of time and a larger population, and I think that it might have different results.
So all of the 28 women who viewed the video did download it, but they haven't necessarily, they didn't necessarily, 4 of the 28 used it in that 4-week period.
Correct, but over half reported that having the app made them feel safer.
Now, did any of them say why they didn't use it?
They didn't have a reason to use it. So, kind of a good thing if they weren't in an unsafe situation. I also asked if they shared the app with anyone, talked about it with anyone, because I also think it's important to get the conversation going.
Yes.
So, and a lot of them stated that they did talk about it with other people. So I thought that was another positive.
So another way to spread this this way of trying to help prevent violence or reduce the incidence of violence against women. Do you have it on your phone?
I do.
You do? Good. Mm-hmm. Good. And how about the other nurses you work with?
I have shared it with a few people. I mostly have shared it with my my nursing class when I was in nursing school. I talked about it with them, and I'll talk about it with anybody who will listen.
So if people wanted to download Circle of Six, they just plug into their Play Store or whatever, Circle of the number 6, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's correct.
And they can just download it.
Free
so,
to use.
Any other thoughts on your study and what the women told you?
I actually found something interesting. 4 participants that I had responded that they felt threatened by someone close to them, which I think shows that college women are at increased risk for interpersonal violence, and it happens everywhere, even in places where you might not think. So that's just a thought that I found very interesting.
Yeah, and we might point out that many people think that most rapes and sexual assaults really come from a stranger, and I don't think the data bear that out.
Right. And this app kind of, and most safety apps try to prevent violence before it happens. So to prevent them from even experiencing violence in the first place.
So what's next for you, Teresa Yang?
Well, I presented my findings at the Eastern Nurses Research Society Conference, and I am working on a manuscript at this point to try to get it published and out to more people.
Good. Well, good for you. Good for you. You know, for our listeners, people underestimate the rigors of nursing education, particularly the baccalaureate education. It's very rigorous. It's very demanding. In fact, I saw something on Facebook about a week ago that said that nursing was identified as the most difficult undergraduate major one could have. And you went above and beyond because most programs do not require that students do research. And so you're doing this and you're getting the grant for it. My hat goes off to you. And it's clear to me that nursing is lucky to have you, Teresa Yang.
Thank you so much.
So Teresa Yang is a registered nurse and working in the pediatric intensive care unit at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And one of these days, we hope to see her study on the use of Circle of Six by women in college will be in publication. And you'll have to share that link with us when it comes out, Teresa. Thank you so much for joining us on Health Styles, Health Cetera.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.